In this bulletin, Victoria to lift fewer coronavirus restrictions than anticipated, an Australian writer formally charged with espionage in China, and in the NRL, Parramatta's Michael Jennings suspended for doping just hours before the semi-final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Victorians are unlikely to enjoy as many new freedoms as they'd hoped when further restrictions are eased on the 19th of October. It comes as the state registers 14 fresh COVID-19 cases and a third consecutive day with no additional deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says the 14-day rolling average of new cases in Melbourne is still too high at 9.5, almost double the target of 5 set by the government. He says authorities will determine over the coming days what the next steps will be.
The tail of this second wave was always going to be stubborn, and that's exactly the way it's panning out. I think it's unlikely that we'll be able to move as fast as we would like to have done next Sunday. So I think it's unlikely that we'll be able to take as big a steps as we might have hoped to take next Sunday. But I do want to confirm for all Melburnians, and indeed all Victorians, we will take steps next Sunday.
New South Wales has reported 3 new COVID-19 infections over the past 24 hours. 2 of the cases were locally acquired, and 1 is a return traveller from overseas. A nurse who worked a shift at Sydney St Vincent's Hospital is among the infections, with the other local case linked to her. Meanwhile, Queensland has reported just 1 new case of coronavirus from a return traveller in hotel quarantine. Health authorities are concerned after traces of COVID-19 were detected in wastewater in Townsville, sparking fears of a cluster in the area. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young is urging Townsville residents to get tested if they feel unwell.
I'm not aware of any cases in Townsville that might have come from, so it is really important that anyone in Townsville today with any symptoms, please come forward and get tested immediately and isolate yourself until you get that result.
An Australian writer detained in China for almost 2 years has been formally charged with espionage. Outspoken democracy activist Yang Hengjun is being held in a Beijing detention facility with no access to his family after being arrested by Chinese authorities in January 2019 at Guangzhou Airport. The 55-year-old's lawyers in China were notified on Wednesday that his case has been transferred to the Beijing Second Intermediate People's Court, paving the way for him to face trial. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while he's reluctant to offer commentary on the case, Australian diplomats are working hard behind the scenes to assist Dr. Yang.
We're obviously keen and have been stressing in all our diplomatic engagements around this issue that there should be transparency, there should be a fair and just process. These are the things that we stand for as Australians, and there is no reason why we shouldn't expect the same for any Australian, wherever they are in the world, and including in the PRC. So we'll continue to provide that support there and work with the process that's been established.
The second United States presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden has officially been cancelled. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates has confirmed that the 15th of October event will be scrapped after Mr. Trump refused to agree to it taking place virtually after he tested positive for COVID-19. The president later sought unsuccessfully to return the debate to an in-person event. The move leaves just 1 debate on the schedule before the 3rd of November election. In the NRL, Parramatta player Michael Jennings has been suspended for a doping violation and won't participate in the semi-final against South Sydney tonight. The centre returned a positive result for 2 performance-enhancing drugs after being tested on the 21st of September. The Eels will now have to find a last-minute replacement and have been given permission to choose a player outside of the group nominated in the 24 hours before the game starts. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth and 24, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 25, a partly cloudy day in Melbourne and 17, a possible shower in Hobart, also 17, partly cloudy in Canberra and 21, mostly sunny in Wollongong, 23, much the same in Sydney, 25, sunny in Newcastle, 27, Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 28. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 30. And sunny in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.